political work has been something that I've had to search, you know, spaces to show, because there's, you know,
some, you have to do that.
Yeah, because there's some, you know, some places they don't want to show the political stuff because they, you know, they have, you know, customers and people, you know, donating to places.
Welcome to AZ Uncensored, a podcast brought to you by Arizona Citizens for the Arts. We seek to build transparency between arts and politics. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to AZ Uncensored with your host, Madeline, where we try to have really vulnerable and intentional conversations about arts, politics, and how those kind of, you know, intersect. And today we are very lucky to have Mia Adams, a local Phoenix artist. Mia, I'm really excited to have you here just because I
Thank you.
I love the work that you're doing.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, your piece, The Falling Pins of America, is just amazing. And I'd love to talk to you. Yeah, I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about that and just Yeah, just kind of hear your story. Like, I understand that a lot of your work is reflective of what goes on politically. And just a lot of it is really centered around Black Lives Matter, which I appreciate. And I, you know, empathize with, I feel, as a Black woman in America. So, yeah, so let's just tell us a little bit about yourself, why you chose this path in life.
Yeah, of course. So I kind of, there are many things that kind of led me to where I am. And as I'm, you know, getting older, I'm reflecting more on the different paths that I took and the different choices that I made. One of the most significant ones was like going to art school. So I am an interdisciplinary artist. I am half Black, half Latinx. And one of the things that really means a lot to me is, you know, the rights for, you know, Black, Indigenous people of color, and justice, and really paying attention to the history behind the United States and the dark parts of our country and how this country was founded and the many people that have died and the many people who have been hurt, you know, for the country that we have today. So I started out in college as a drawing major, and I felt kind of limited in that major because there were so many different like mediums that I wanted to work with. And this was before I even started making political work. And I had a professor named Angela Ellsworth, and I took her Introduction to Intermedia, and it completely opened my eyes. It changed my whole outlook on what art is and what art can be. So it really broadened my spectrum of, you know, art and what is considered art. So I ended up changing my major to intermedia art. And it was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made because it led me into making political work, working with multimedia and different mediums, and really taking a hold on what kind of messaging I wanted to spread with my artwork. So, you know, when I was a drawing major, I was doing, you know, still lives. I knew that I liked to draw people, and it was something that I really enjoyed. And as I went through my undergrad as a junior, I kind of just had this feeling that I wanted to do more, and I wanted to say more with my work. And one of the first pieces that I made that was political was titled Remember. And it was basically white candles that had red wax dripped on them. And they had different names of Black individuals that were murdered by police. And also just facts about them, you know, how old they were. You know, I had, you know, women who served in the Navy, you know, young children who were killed by police for, you know, having a toy gun and it being mistaken for a real gun. And I basically installed it to where it looked like the candles were floating. And I was grateful that my TA, the person who was teaching that class, she let me actually light the candles. So as you see these candles burning, the red wax started dripping, and it looks very somber within the space. And during the critique, you know, that was one of my first times making overtly political work that really has a strong, deep message. And I was really grateful that the students that were in my class were very receptive to it. They were very respectful towards the message that I was trying to send, and they were open-minded about, you know, everything that I was trying to say about police brutality and all of the issues that were going on in this country. And I kind of, after that piece, I kind of just kept the ball rolling. You know, obviously this was it is an ongoing issue. It's something that's been going on for a while. So I've taken a lot of inspiration from previous, you know, like artists from the civil rights movement. For example, like Faith Ringgold, she's been making work about, you know, politics and being a Black woman in America. And I feel like the work that I'm making now is kind of like following suit to that, but in present day. So it's kind of like a timestamp of what's going on in America currently.
That is amazing. And yeah. I love that anecdote about doing that in the class and how receptive mm-hmm. the students were to it.
Right.
To it. And, you know, at Arizona Citizens for the Arts, we do mm-hmm. advocate. That's what we do. We advocate for mm-hmm. arts and education and that intersection right. and more arts funding because mm-hmm. of just, like, I can only imagine the kind of what the students got out of that, like seeing right. that and being mm-hmm. able to share that kind of moment with you as an artist.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think it's just really powerful to kind of talk about these subjects in the classroom, exactly. right. in an art medium where people can, I don't know, connecting to art is so much more different than reading like a textbook.
Right. Yeah, it's very visual. And a lot of things are open to interpretation. So, you know, there are some pieces that I've made where people interpret it in a completely different way. It may be a piece where I use more like symbolism, you know, I use colors, I use, you know, different weird materials, and I say, oh, like, I took this as this, and I'm like, you know, it kind of opens my eyes, like the wide range of how people perceive my pieces.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
Yeah, and thank you.
Of course. And I was just with the political climate today, I'm just mm-hmm. wondering, like, what has you as an artist, what have you taken from just like the Black Lives Matter protest and, mm-hmm. and living in a pandemic and
right.
just 80 million things that we could ever imagine being handed us and at once.
Right. Yeah.
How does that influence you? Like, what are you reflecting on nowadays?
Right. Yeah. So I feel like these past few years really for me have been a time to unify and come together as people. And I think it's really important for all of us to work together to fight for this cause, you know, fight for this issue, to speak up about this issue. You know, the many different issues that are going on in the United States right now, you know, even with like immigration and, you know, hate crimes towards, you know, Black, Latinx, you know, Asian, you know, Indigenous people. Every issue needs to have a voice, and we are that voice. And I feel like this time more than ever is like, it's more important for us to come together and work together. And a lot of my previous work has been focused on, you know, Black Lives Matter and police brutality. And also I would say that having Trump in office also kind of played a part in how vocal I am about these issues, because it kind of felt like we were constantly being attacked, you know, and it didn't seem like our president was really seeing us, He wasn't hearing us. He wasn't acknowledging us or the issues that we're trying to, you know, bring light to. And I feel like having a new president, having Biden in office, has kind of shifted my perspective a little bit as far as like where I want my art to go. And some of the new pieces that I'm working on are focused more on unification and coming together as people and coming together as US citizens and, you know, as, you know, humans of the world. So yeah, that's pretty much where I'm standing right now. I'm graduated now from ASU, so I'm kind of trying to develop my work in different ways and trying to mature my practice in different ways, and also reflecting on what's going on in the country at the moment.
That's awesome. I totally agree that, I don't know, for me, these past 4 years with Trump and even mm-hmm. with Biden, what I can say I'm grateful for is mm-hmm. I feel like pre-Trump, mm-hmm. On all spaces, political spaces, artistic spaces, educational spaces, mm-hmm. there was not many people talking about some of the things that we're talking
right.
about now.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah,
like in during the Obama administration, there were mm-hmm. children in cages, and we didn't even
right.
that wasn't even elevated to a national platform until
exactly.
Trump. Yeah.
Right. These are issues that have been continuously going on.
Right. And so right. like, I don't know, for me as a woman of color, mm-hmm. I'm kind of hopeful that in the Biden administration,
yes.
that critique that we maintain
right.
throughout those 4 years, we can mm-hmm. keep that.
Exactly.
Even with a Democratic president, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's like all the issues that we have going on, it's not like they're like wiped away or anything. Like, we still need to keep fighting and stay persistent and yeah, everything like that. Like, the fight never stops. We're not stopping.
Right, exactly. Right. And that's why I appreciate like people like you who do this work, because it's important to continuously represent and show these issues, because
right.
I don't know, I've been at a stalemate personally as an activist, and mm-hmm. as like, I get frustrated with electorally based activists who are really screaming from the rooftops in 2020, but we might not hear them again in 2024 till 2024,
right.
you know?
Right.
So I appreciate spaces where we're constantly like pushing the barrier of making people get uncomfortable, you know?
Exactly. Right. And that's another thing that I really like to do with my work is really confront people. You know, this, you know, you might see my piece in a show that, you know, you may not be expecting to learn a little bit about police brutality, you know, and I think that that's also important, because there are people who already support these issues, and they're already supporting the movement, supporting, you know, indigenous people, you know, Black indigenous people of color in America. And then there's people who, you know, they have yet to open their mind or even research about some of these topics. So one of my favorite things is to expose these issues to people who otherwise wouldn't, you know, search for it, or, you know, care to look into it, or, you know, sympathize, you know, with the people who are, you know, going through these issues, experiencing these issues.
Exactly. Like, put it in their faces, because
right, yeah.
there's, I don't know, there's like, there's a privilege in not getting involved, obviously.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's very true.
And so I think it's really important that I think it's important for somebody to walk into a couple on a date, mm-hmm. to walk into a museum and to be like, not to be super graphic, but like slapped in mm-hmm. the face about things that are
right.
going on that they
yeah.
would never look into.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. And I think that's why I find like art funding so important, because
exactly.
I don't know, in high school, I was a theater kid,
mm-hmm.
and we did, like, it was awful. We had, like, our shows in, like, the middle of the cafeteria, and
aww.
We had, like, really sad arts exhibitions, and it was just sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't learn half of the things that I learned through the arts, which is my medium of like therapy. I didn't learn that until I got into college and I engaged with more like, I don't know, like radical artists, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And so I would have loved to, I feel like I would have been elevated to a different space at this point in my life if I was introduced to it earlier.
Right.
So yeah, I just wanted to kind of get your, I don't know, your opinion, your objective on, on arts and education. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, I think it's, I think it's crucial. I think art funding is crucial, you know, music, theater, the visual arts, all of it is crucial because it can get kind of deep, but like this whole world is just constant creation, you know, everything in our everyday lives is creation. And you know, there I have a very wide range of what I see as art, you know. I see beauty in a lot of things, and I see art in a lot of everyday things. Because someone had to create this, you know, someone had to create this, someone had to create that. And I think that art has a special way of reflecting on the life that we're living in this current moment. And I think that it is a reflection of reality, and it is a reflection of the person making it and how they are experiencing life. And, you know, reflecting on the world around them. And I think that that's very true with the work that I'm making, because I'm reflecting on living my life as a Black and Latina woman, you know, and the struggles I faced, and, you know, microaggressions, racism, everything, and really letting people know about me and the struggles I face and the struggles that a lot of other people face, and trying to work towards empathizing with other people and understanding other people so we can, you know, kind of be more at peace together, you know.
Right. And you touched on a really key point, which is empathy and unification. And I'm just wondering, something that I struggle with personally is like, I don't know, empathy is, I think people can get really selective with empathy, which is not the point.
Right.
Yeah. And it's hard to empathize with somebody who I don't know, to be like super frank, who doesn't see the world the way I see it. Like it's hard for me to empathize with like white men, for example.
Yeah, because we live a completely different experience.
Exactly. Right. So it's like, I don't know, from your perspective, like how do you create art, and how do you create spaces where you can, like you said, right now you're working on unification, and how do you juggle that of trying to empathize with a broad like series of perspectives,
right?
People who just think differently and see the world so differently than you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's definitely something that I'm still trying to navigate. And that's something that, it's a feeling that I got as I started making political work in college, because there weren't many other people making political work that was like so like out there as my work. So there would sometimes be points where I would kind of hold myself back, and I'd be like, oh, like, you know, someone so-and-so is like not going to be receptive to that, or like my professor's not going to be receptive to this message. And there was the point where I was like, I cared a little bit too much about what people were gonna think about my work, and I kind of realized, I'm like, you know what, this is my life, this is what I'm experiencing, this is my form of expression, and I'm gonna let it out and not really care about what other people think per se. You know, people are gonna perceive things whatever way they want to, and, you know, depending on who they are, it you know, it's hard to determine how someone's going to think about something, you know, but I think it's important to follow what you want to do, you know, generally in your heart. And something in my heart was telling me, make political work. You need to spread these messages. You need to bring awareness to these issues. And I kind of just like let go. And I was like, you know, if I have to create a space for myself within the art world, I'll create a space for myself. I'll make room for myself. Political work has been something that I've had to search, you know, spaces to show, because there's, you know,
certain... you have to do that.
Yeah, because there's some, you know, some places they don't want to show the political stuff, because they, you know, they have, you know, customers and people, you know, donating to places, and there's certain messages that they try to be careful around, you know. So
yeah, I think that's something that I've been struggling with, because when you're trying to be expressive and you're trying to create noise and create conversation, mm-hmm. and you're working, and you find that you can't work in every space, like,
right, exactly.
I'm in the nonprofit sector right now, mm-hmm. obviously, but even in the nonprofit sector, like, you have donors and you have stakeholders, right. mm-hmm. and you have so many people who have a say in how your operation runs, that you,
right.
yeah, that you, like, as an individual or as an organization, like, censor yourself,
right. for
really important topics. And it's mm-hmm. just, I don't know. What you said is key. Like, you have to mm-hmm. then create space. Because,
yeah, I have to create space for myself. Yeah.
yeah, because, like, there's places that are not going to want you and your ideas and your... I mean, society doesn't want us. Society mm-hmm. wasn't even made for people that look like me, that people that look like you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's really important. I'm glad you touched on that.
Yeah, it's definitely something I'm still trying to navigate, because, you know, political work is not... as, like, widely accepted, I guess, you know, within, like, a general art world sense, you know, and I, you know, I completely understand that, but I'm very appreciative for the spaces that do let me show my work and do let me, you know, express myself and give me, you know, help give me that platform to, you know, share my work with other people and their visitors.
Right, right. Yeah, because... Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you're working through that right now, and I'd love to follow up and see where you are in maybe 6 months from now, because that's something I'm still struggling with, is mm-hmm. finding spaces that will wholeheartedly accept you and your ideas and your expression, because mm-hmm. I mean, not every place I go to can I be like, defund the police and abolish the prison system.
Right, like, exactly. Yeah.
You have to, like, whisper those things in certain areas that you go into. So
certain, you know, certain institutions, they have to be careful with certain stuff like that. So, and, you know, I'm understanding, but you know, I'm still trying to, you know, get my message out. Like
exactly.
yeah.
exactly. So yeah, I appreciate that sentiment, because mm-hmm. I think that's something we all can empathize with. All mm-hmm. activists, all expressionists, all artists can empathize with is how do we get our message out without feeling mm-hmm. this? I think part of it is, like, this imposter syndrome too, because mm-hmm. if enough spaces tell me no, I start to believe it. Like, I start to believe, like, that I shouldn't speak up if this many places are like, no.
yeah, it could be a little discouraging. Yeah.
So, I mean, have you had to deal with that? Like, I guess within these last couple years, like, this sense of, like, I don't know, like, what mm-hmm. are your struggles with continuing going? I assume the work couldn't be easy to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, as far as, like, you know, creating my work, I've kind of, like, set this goal for myself to just create what I want to create, you know. I can't be afraid of, you know, what if, you know, and a certain institution, you know, wouldn't accept this, you know, or they wouldn't want to invite me to be a part of a show because, you know, so and so. But so I'm trying to just create authentically and really align myself with people who support me genuinely, and really kind of embracing that and appreciating that and being grateful, and also kind of finding specific spaces that are looking for political work. You know, there's been certain calls for art that I've searched for that that really, really, you know, need and they want political work. They want to have a whole entire show about, you know, what's going on in America. One of the first shows that I did outside of Arizona was in Washington, D.C. at Touchstone Gallery, and the show was America Is. And it was basically open to artists who were reflecting on our country and what's going on. And it was an amazing show. Every single piece was political, and it had, you know, different messages, you know, whether it was about, you know, social or political or, you know, environmental issues, things like that. And I think that things like that are crucial, you know, right now, especially because of everything going on. And I noticed that after, you know, everything that happened with George Floyd, rest in peace, a lot more art institutions have been paying attention to political art, which I'm, you know, appreciative of, because we've been making work, you know, political work has been, you know, it's been, you know, created for, you know, years and years, hundreds of years. So,
right.
It's nice to have people more accepting and really welcoming political work and being a little bit more open about it.
Yeah, I think that was an important point. I have noticed that there, on the broad spectrum, there's more accepting of those uncomfortable subjects.
Right.
Like more people, more businesses want to say like Black Lives Matter, and more like places want to put up more statements, and more arts institutions want to welcome that. Like I noticed that, I even just noticed that the Phoenix Art Museum like had like a Black Lives Matter like focused like exhibition. Right. And so I don't know, it's encouraging, and it's also like,
yeah,
it's like a mix.
Where was this, you know, years ago?
Right. It's like, is this just for more funding? Is this financially backed? But also, but also at the same time, you gotta kind of pick and choose your battles, like, you know.
Yeah,
at least we're in this space where we can feel comfortable. We don't have to fight like this constant tension to be able to elevate our platforms. So
like the last thing I ever want is for the Black Lives Matter movement to be some kind of fad or some kind of thing that businesses and institutions want to, you know, kind of like bandwagon on, you know. It's like, if you're gonna show us support, keep it continuous, you know, throughout years and years of, you know, whatever company or institution, like, keep supporting, keep donating, keep helping these artists, and, you know, just, yeah, keep supporting the movement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I get, that has been one of my struggles, because I, over the summer when we had, like, the black squares on Instagram.
Oh my goodness, the black squares.
Yeah, it's, like, some of these statements that corporations make of, like, we support, Black lives, and we support the betterment of the Black experience, or whatever kind of fancy statement they put out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I really don't want this to be your version of the Black Square. Like, I really hope.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I really hope that behind the scenes you are implementing more, like, sensitive bias training, and you're paying your employees more, and you're
really making an effort.
Yes, really making an effort that you're donating portions of your proceeds to, like, groups, you know?
Exactly, right.
But yeah. I feel like sometimes I feel guilty, like, complaining about it, because it's like, I should feel grateful, but then I don't want anybody to tell me that, like, I should feel grateful for having an ounce of, like, liberty or freedom, you know?
Right, yeah.
So
yeah, I completely relate to you on that. It's like, kind of like yeah, we do get what we get, but it's like, but the issue is still here. Like, it's very embedded in the country, you know. So it's kind of like this continuous thing that we need to keep speaking up about it. We need to be heard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't take a break. Like, it's really
no breaks. There's no breaks. No breaks at all.
It's funny to me how, like, I don't know, not to call them out, it's AZ Uncensored, but how like white yeah, how like white activists will like get out there and be like, and really got out there for those few months in the streets, mm-hmm. and donating, and then I'm seeing all these like infographics about activist mm-hmm. fatigue and how mm-hmm. to like that. Not that I disagree, I think everybody uh-huh. should take time to step away from it, because it's very like mm-hmm. when you look into how embedded these institutions are, then you mm-hmm. get like overwhelmed,
right?
So, but it's also at the same time like you got involved for 3 months on right. this, and I've experienced it my whole life.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
And it's like there's so much privilege in like being like, oh, I just really need to step away.
Yeah, it's like I need to take a break. It's like, but I can't take a break out of like my skin, you know?
Like right. Like I can't just be like, you yeah. know what, I'm tired of the Black experience today. Right. I'm just gonna hang up yeah, my Blackness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, but well, I think it's crucial to like, you know, own who we are and be proud of who we are. So
exactly yeah. which is another thing I appreciate about art, especially art mm-hmm. coming from Black, Indigenous, Latinx, just right. artists of color, because it doesn't all have to be like, I think what's cool about political art is sometimes it could be political just to say like, I'm Black and I'm proud and right. stand in like who you are, because it doesn't all have to be like
right.
like 12 years a slave type like
yeah exactly
it can be something that's lighthearted and fun and just showing like joy in the experience exactly. of being somebody of color, so
right exactly yeah it's yeah. a beautiful thing yeah it I think is. It's important because the art world has, you know, historically predominantly be, you know, it was occupied by, you know, white men. So,
right.
You know, really getting women, you know, into the art space was difficult, and getting Black women into the art space was an even more difficult challenge. So to be a Black, you know, Latinx artist, you know, I'm very proud and happy to make the work that I do. And I think that it's crucial to have that kind of representation within the art world.
It certainly is.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's important to also uplift, you know, other artists of color, and, you know, amplifying their voices and amplifying their work, you know, whether it's political or not, you know,
right.
kind of occupying that space, having that representation is really important.
Exactly. And bringing it full circle, I guess, to the main goal that we have here at Arts Funding is people like you. The reason why we even have this podcast is like persons like you who are that pillar of representation matter in like classrooms. Mm-hmm. They matter to bring, we talked about, you know, creating spaces, and we can create mm-hmm. that space in the classroom for the little Black girls who right. want to be artists, you know, yeah, who want to exactly. express themselves.
Right.
So I really appreciate you once again and all the work you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're definitely an inspiration to folks who want to get involved. So
I appreciate that. And I appreciate you, you know, inviting me to be on the podcast as well.
Anytime. I love elevating others' voices and I love talking. So
yeah. It's great.
Well, Mia, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, of course.
I loved everything we got to talk about. You seem like an amazing person. What are you up to now?
You as well.
Yeah. What are you up to now? Is there anything people can be on the lookout from you, I guess?
Yeah. So I do have a new floor installation, a large scale floor installation. It's going to be about 15 feet by 15 feet. Wow. It's going to be in a major art institution in Arizona, but I don't know if I could really share details, but
okay,
it's a museum, I'll say that.
Okay, well yeah. that is awesome. Definitely be on the lookout for Mia. Look for what are your, I forgot to ask your pronouns.
She her.
Okay, mine are also she her, so be on the lookout for her like installation. I'm definitely excited. I'll stay tuned, and when you're able to share, I'd love to hear about it.
Oh yeah, of course.
Awesome.